This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, yesterday we got in part to tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, talking about the oppressors taking it to Judge 3. And when you read Judges 3, you'll see that these corrupt organizations and bureaucracies created from and through corrupt politicians were established back in the day, in the time of the Book of Judges. It was kings at that particular time, but the point was that God was proving his church whether they would keep his commandments or no. And we can see today in America it's no, and then they wonder why they're being delivered over to the oppressors, like that of the ACLU, like that of the SPLC, like that of Planned Parenthood and other bureaucracies, like the TSA, like Homeland Security, which are unconstitutional. In other words, friends, it's a pretended authority. And my objective here is to show you that it's time for us to prove the God of Israel. He said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things in which you know not. It's a time to set the record straight, America, and to confront the oppressors on a daily basis, because they don't have the law on their side. They have corrupt policy on their side. And when we want to stand up and enforce the laws, because we are the strength of the Constitution and the enumerated laws against the crime, then we're going to win the day. And yesterday I proposed to you that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the present we need to trouble. And the way we're going to trouble it is by enforcing the law against those that are violating the law. And therein lies the trouble. So let's get to it. We're going to get to that in just a couple of moments. As a matter of fact, what I want to do is I want to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media. I want to give you some of the highlights going on across your country. And of course, one of them is now the American Health Care Act, which used to be Romney Care. That was the first name. And then it came up to be Obamacare. That was the second name. And then it came out to be the Affordable Care Act. That wasn't good enough. So now they've come up with the American Health Care Act. That, again, is the hot topic. It's a violation of Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. The American people, again, confronting the oppressors, namely corrupt politicians of the day. They're right in front of you. You don't need to look very far, and you need to shut off the radio concerning the conservatives of the day, who are yesterday's liberals, because there's very far and few between that are actually pointing or making reference to the Constitution, which is based off of the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our Constitution and our Republic rest. Article 4, Section 4, said President Number 7, Andrew Jackson. Going to thesonsoflibertymedia.com, I want you to listen carefully, okay? Getting Trump elected was not enough. We need 1,000 liberty candidates to run for office all over the nation. Well, I beg to differ, but this is the headline on thesonsoflibertymedia.com. The bottom line is America, you're the government. I will tell you this every day that I'm on the radio. You're the government. Those that work for we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So therefore, they're an extension of who we are in this country. It's our job to rule the roost here under God. Period. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Michigan man told to give up some of his constitutional rights in exchange for adopting grandson. Folks, see how this is taking place incrementally through tyrannical and arbitrary government? Requesting a man in Michigan to give up some of his constitutional rights? Are you kidding me? You know how many men and women in the natural fought blood and died to give me those rights? And you're going to allow some corrupt judge, activist, legislator that sits on the bench in bad behavior, Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution of the United States, try to talk you out of your God-given rights? You've got to be out of your mind. But here we have it again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Trump let GOP dig its own grave on health care. America, I have a question for you. How long are you going to allow these corrupt politicians to sit back and do nothing? How long are you going to sit and act like they don't know exactly what they're going to do? I mean, folks, go online and take a look at some of these pictures of these politicians. I mean, Mitch McConnell, really, America? Look at this guy. Look at the history and the record of these corrupt politicians. And it's a daily basis we get to hear the corruption of what's taking place in our country. And what do we see? We see everything being promulgated. We see evil and violence and oppression be spread out across the boards. But you know what we don't see, America? Is we don't see the American people standing up and dealing with these corrupt politicians. I am on this show on a daily basis to show you the problem, but I'm also here first and foremost to show you how the answer is to be brought forth. The strength of the Constitution lies within the American people to enforce it, to enforce it, to enforce it against criminals, friends. What we don't see in America is we don't see justice. You know, and it's interesting, when you go to the book of Amos, over and over and over and over and over again, the Lord said, I'm going to punish you because of this. I'm going to punish you because of your iniquities. And what did he say as the answer? Listen to what he said in the King James Version, Amos 5:15. He said, hate the evil, love the good. This is also found in Psalm 97, by the way. Hate the evil and love the good. Establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord of God, Lord God of hosts, will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph, this Christian nation. But what did he say? He said, hate the evil. Don't tolerate it. He said, love the good. What he's saying is, enforce my law, keep my commandments, and establish justice in the gate. This is the word of God. This is the purpose of judges. This is the purpose of the legislators. This is the purpose of representatives. This is the purpose of senators and congressmen and the president of the United States, to bring back the rule of law into the United States. But we don't see that. We hear a whole lot of talk about it. And on a daily basis, we get to hear about the crimes of Hillary Clinton. We get to hear about the crimes of Barack Hussein Obama. We get to hear about the crimes of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and others, friends, that you're led to believe that are the good guys in government. You have got to be kidding me, America. But we hear everything but what we should hear, friends. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment. But the Lord again said, hate evil, love good. And what did he say, friends? What's the answer? Establish justice. Establish justice, establish judgment in the gate. And it may be that the Lord God of hosts may be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. You know, it's also interesting about that. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, within the gate. Why do you think that is, friends? They hate him that telleth the truth, Amos 5:10. As a matter of fact, I'll give it to you exactly the way it says it. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. And who abhors him? Those that love to be the criminal. They hate the cops. Man, I'm telling you what, a lot of these politicians, they hate the cops. And I don't care if they hate the cops. In other words, I'm using that as a reference to equate to people that love the law, and those that love our constitutional republic, and those that love liberty. They hate us. America, I don't care if they hate us or not. It's time to establish justice within the gate. And the way to do that is to shut down all the crime that's being spread about through the media on a daily basis, as if we're to accept this as the norm.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm getting those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook and or my Twitter account, again, for what it's worth. That is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. In just a moment, we're going to get to Mark Potok. Tell the truth and shame the Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. There's no such thing, by the way. All crime is motivated by hate. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, Christian groups, to completely destroy them. Anybody that stands on the side of the law, that is the fruit of the Southern Poverty Law Center. We're going to get to them in just a couple moments. Friends, remember I just shared with you right before the end of last segment that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, this works both ways. There are those that are trying to, well, they're troubling the present by trying to tear away at our laws, and there are few and far between, needles and haystacks, friends, literally, of those that are willing to magnify the law against the crime. And we want to be on the latter part of that, friends, where we're magnifying the law against the crime. We're not trying to tear away at the law. And interestingly enough, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a vegan activist. There's a couple of them. Vegan activists, harass family while they're fishing. I mean, folks, you know why they can do this? Because they can just simply go to the welfare department and pick up off of our working tax dollars, friends. They don't have to work. I mean, the vegan, he takes the time to go and harass a family that is fishing. You know what he said to him? He said, you know, fish feel pain and you're hurting that fish. You know, this sort of sick-minded mentality so gets to the core of me, friends, because these are the same people that will stand there and protest people that are trying to do their best to stop the murder of the innocent in the womb. They care more about the fish. They care more about the environment. They care more about animals than they care about human beings. This is a sick, S-I-C-K, mentality to the core, friends. We have vegans now that are so busy working hard to make a living that they're out there harassing families that are fishing, and they're protesting them saying, you know, fish feel pain and you're hurting that fish. And by the way, this all falls, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. This all falls from the corrupt that you call representatives. This is a fact, and the American people tolerate it. So there's the responsible party once again. How can the act be apart from the actor? And how can the fruit be apart from the tree? It can't. But I mean, listen to the things that are reported in your country on a daily basis. I mean, we need to get back to who we are here, America. We really do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Remember the first Somali Muslim police officer in Minnesota murders unarmed blonde yoga instructor? I've got to tell you something about this. Yesterday I was driving and I called my guitar player. And when I was talking to my guitar player, he said, did you hear about the police officer, the Somalian police officer in Minneapolis that shot that yoga teacher? I said, yeah, I was just talking about it on the radio. He said, did you know that that's my old bass player's fiance that was killed? So I want to tell you something, friends. This stuff starts to hit home. And we need to understand that we are our brother's keepers. And we are to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us. Read Deuteronomy 19:19. And I also wanted to report, friends, that this first Somalian Muslim police officer, once again, just to remind you, and to share with those that haven't heard this yet, this woman called 911. She reported the crime. She was outside in her pajamas, speaking to a police officer. Well, Muhammad Noor, this police officer, pulls out his gun and shoots her dead multiple times. What you need to know is Muhammad Noor, the first Somalian Muslim officer in his precinct, has been in trouble several times, but he went unpunished. And he went unpunished because the mayor of Minneapolis, this sick-minded loon who's tolerated by the people in Minneapolis, has been praising this individual for some time now. As I said to you before the break, friends, they hate him that rebuketh at the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh uprightly. Why? Because it is him that is telling you the word of the Lord. And I'm telling you what the Lord is saying, and he is saying to establish justice within the gates, within the courts. Now, what I wanted to bring you to now, friends, is Muhammad Noor has decided that he is above the law in America, and he has refused to comply with the investigation of the murder of this innocent woman who reported the crime, speaking to police officers with her pajamas on, when this Muslim, Muhammad Noor, shot her several times. He refuses to comply with the investigation. You're telling me, America, this individual or these sort of people belong in this country? He refuses to comply. Does that not tell you, friends, that he's not here to assimilate to the laws of the United States of America? No. Like those that he's been told and taught from. You are not to comply to American law. You are not to assimilate. You are above American law. In America, you tolerated Barack Hussein Obama to teach the Muslims, all 4.5 million of them in the United States of America, that they don't have to. They don't have to. They have somehow received some mysterious right given to them by a foreign sodomite in the White House that belongs to we the people, that they are to come here and they are to operate in such a fashion that they came from. And it's called Sharia law. And I didn't say it. They said it. And they're saying it loud and clear when they're guilty of murdering an innocent American that reported a crime, shooting her several times, as to go back to the investigators and say, I refuse to comply with this investigation. How long, America? How long are you going to put up with this? Are you going to leave this to your kids and go down in history as the greatest cowards in the history of America? Because that's what you're setting yourself up for right now. That's how you're teeing yourself up right now. We hear from Linda Sarsour. We hear from politicians that are telling the Muslims, no, you come in. As a matter of fact, we'll even take the money of them that work in this country and we'll go ahead and we'll support you. We'll give you a brand new car. We'll set you up in an apartment. You don't have to comply with our laws in any sense of the word. And by the way, P.S., just for the record, I don't care what those corrupt politicians have to say. I want to see them corrupt politicians behind bars as much as I want these Muslims to be sent back from where they came from. That's what I want. And anybody that is in this government that stands for the Constitution understands the price paid, and what it's founded upon is on the side of what I just said. We are to establish justice within the gate. The Lord said, hate the evil and love the good. Look what's happening, America. You've lost your soul. You've lost your soul. America, you don't even know the difference between right and wrong. You have no idea what love is. The love of many waxeth cold because of what? The workers of lawlessness. You've taken love and you've established it to look just like fallen man rather than the risen Christ. Love to me says, I need to look out for you the way I would want you to look out for me. Read Romans 13. The Bible says, love worketh no ill. Tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, the charity chapter, that love rejoices in the truth. Truth according to who? God, in His Word, of course. I mean, we're the creation. He's the Creator. And we have such a perverse meaning of our history that we've actually have fallen so far to believe that when I'm highlighting what's going on the Sons of Liberty media and what you hear on the news all day, you have been so desensitized to believe that this is how it's supposed to be. No, it is not. Talk to grandma or grandpa that's 70 and 80 years old, and they will tell you that this is completely, in every sense of the word, a completely different country than the one that they were raised up in. We need to get this right, friends, because we can do this. We're going to be talking about Tell the Truth and Shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, the Muslims, the atheists, and everyone else that has a problem with who we are. It's time to get the one-way ticket and send them back.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And I want to tell you why that is. You know, I was just sharing with you concerning this first Somalian Muslim police officer. You know, it was reported that he was the first Somali American. I want to say this first and foremost. If he's a Somalian American, he's either one or the other. Because you need to understand that he is feeding on doctrine. He's been given a badge. He's been given a gun. And he killed someone that his doctrine teaches him to do so. How do you get away from that? That's all you have to do is open the book, kill the infidel. How in the world did this guy pass the litmus test to get a badge and a gun in America when his doctrine teaches him to do what he just did? Either he's Somalian or he's American. We found out that he was a Somalian. Now, if that's the case, go back to Somalia where you came from. Because in this country, when you come into this country, you're not a Somalian American. You're not a European American. You're not a Chinese American, a Japanese American. You're not a Turkish American. You're not African American. You're an American. Because we all adhere to the same God. We adhere to the same doctrine. And if that's not the case, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, friend. And if you need a little help on the way out, we can do that as well. And tell America we take an absolute stand concerning what's going on in this country, nothing's going to change. nothing's going to change. This Somalian Mohammed Noor, who killed this woman that called the police, speaking to a police officer with long blonde hair in her pajamas, was shot several times by this Muslim. He now refuses to comply with the investigation. You want to tell me what's going on here, America? You want to tell me who's feeding this in this country? I want to tell you, your apathy, your tolerance. I shared with you yesterday the conservatives posted, so where's the uproar? Yeah, isn't that interesting? There is no uproar. It was just some white American killed by a Muslim that was given a badge and a gun, who's taught in his doctrine to kill the infidel. Where is the protest? Hey, friends, where's the media? How come there's so much hush-hush going on in the media, America? You can mark my words. They're going to try to put him in the spot of somehow being the victim of this crime. Because, America, you have been conditioned to show more mercy for the criminal than you have the victim. And in this case, he is not the victim. He has been called out several times. He's been reported several times for assault and battery. And he went unpunished and undisciplined every time. Someone's inside, friends, helping him out. And you know who it is? The minute you stand up and demand justice within the courts, they can't hide anymore. They can run, friends, but they cannot hide. It's time that you put the fear of God in the face of those that come into this country, of those in this country that feel free to commit crime. It's time to teach them the fear of God that they might depart from lawlessness. This is all on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. All on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And the Lord simply says, hate the evil, love the good. Establish justice in the gate. One version says, hate evil and love good and establish justice in the court. Hate what is wrong, love what is right, promote justice at the city gate. It's as simple as that. You know, it's also interesting is one of these translations also talks about how they hate him that speaketh plainly. That speaketh plainly. You know what? When you get rid of all the mess, all the political talk, all the political language, which is only there to promulgate lies and murder, literally. When you just go down and think as a child and get back to simplicity, you're going to begin to hear the things of God. And the answers are right in front of our face as to what we and you, the listener, need to do. And the Lord already told us what we need to do. Hate the evil. Love the good. Establish justice in the courts. When the courts no longer deliver, deliver up the corrupt judges. Article 3, Section 1. When the representatives no longer do their jobs, impeach them. Article 2, Section 4. And don't just smack their hand and say, goodbye, you're out of here. No, and then indict them. Charge them for their crimes. Because that law is made applicable unto each and every one of us. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, friends, I want to tell you thank you for making us the number 3 show right now. I am literally online, and I just checked out what was going on. I'm scanning the scene as to what's going on, and I just went over to GCN, and you have us as number 3 right now. I appreciate that. Out of 90 shows, I totally appreciate that. And I believe that we have enough people listening that understand what it's going to take to get the job done. And that's what I appreciate. We're in this together. This isn't someone else's country. This isn't someone else's responsibility to fix the problem. No, we, the listener and myself, are taking responsibility to get the job done. And I appreciate you. I don't drink. I haven't drank for 20 years of my life. It's probably been 25 now. And I was never really a drinker, but I would say cheers, but then I would give the wrong impression. So I'm trying to avoid that, but I hope you get my meaning. I'm high-fiving you. I'm patting you on the back saying, good job, man. And ultimately what it comes down to is the fact that we're willing to prove God, and that's what we want to do. Let's get over so we can see what he'll do on our behalf, in our generation, and in our time. I mean, don't you ever get tired, folks, of listening to other people's experience concerning the things of God and answered prayer or things the Lord has done in their lives? You know, the Bible says in the book of Malachi that he would write a book of remembrance of those that fear him. I want to see him in my life. I don't want to just hear about what he's done for others. I want to see what he'll do for me and my generation. And I've seen that. I'm a partaker of that. Let's get over to confronting the oppressors, taking that to Judges 3. And then when we go over to Tell the Truth and Shame the Southern Poverty Law Center, I want you again to listen to Mark Potok, the director. He calls himself the director of intelligence. That sounds like Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Well, here we have one. He's the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to plainly say that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. And isn't it interesting how much validity the media, how much time the media takes out to attempt to give them validity? They have zero. Anybody that knows anything, which is a good portion of you, know that they are completely illegitimate. They're not legitimate in any sense of the word. Yesterday, I shared with you how the homosexual activist group Southern Poverty Law Center attempted to infiltrate the public school system with Mix It Up Day. And what they did is they went and listed schools on their websites who were participants of Mix It Up Day. However, the SPLC was reprimanded and exposed by the school administrators and those public schools that Southern Poverty Law Center were a part of the Mix It Up Day. They were called out by the administrators because they falsely listed their schools as participants without their authorization or permission. This is what they do all the time. Hey, folks, and we're talking about confronting our oppressors. Here's another group. Who is funding these people? Who is attempting to legitimize these people? The media. And I don't need to go to the media. Folks, they have a, what's their percentage? It's been said they have a 21% approval rating. I believe it's down to 19 now. In other words, they're losing ground. Nobody believes what they say. But I'll tell you what I do believe is I believe the word of God that stands against everything they do. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Period. Exclamation. But do you notice the tactic they're using? They want everybody to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is, right? That's a Saul Alinsky tactic. You know, let's take it a step further. If the SPLC cannot force schools through totalitarian means to accept their Mix It Up Day, then they will defend... Oh, by the way, Barack Hussein Obama's handpicked degenerate. This is one that might be shocking for some of you. He's a radical homosexual sodomite, self-professed, named Dan Savage. Love to take him out in the public. Of course, he won't respond to that. They don't want a public forum, friends, because they know they'll be found out. That's why they always use the media. They want to set the record. They want to set the narrative. They don't want you asking any questions. They just want to point the finger like someone's a bad guy for calling out Dan Savage for his crimes against we the people. By the way, Dan Savage is the founder of It Gets Better Project. He also is the one that touts around about the guise of anti-bullying. Remember, GLSEN founder Kevin Jennings said that bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. So in other words, what they're doing is just like Joseph Goebbels told them to do, the Nazi propagandist minister. He said, accuse them of what you're guilty of. That's exactly the method. But going back to Dan Savage, he's the one that touts around under the guise of anti-bullying, playing the victim while they're perpetuating the crime. As a matter of fact, you can go online, friends, and watch him assail high school students. How he got into a high school assembly program, nobody knows. But he got in there, and you know what he started to attack? The first thing he started to attack was people's and the young people's biblical stance on homosexuality. What did that have to do with anything? He takes the Bible and he calls it a bunch of BS. Hey, folks, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle, and here we have it. Here we have it. It's a war in which he'll never win. By the way, he also wrote a book called Skipping to Gomorrah. You want to talk about a guy daring the justice of God? It's this radical. He's a sick-minded radical is what he is. And it's a felon concerning the things that he's advocating. It's the act of a felon. We're going to come right back. We're talking about the SPLC, friends, the real hate group. And remember, all crime, forgive me, is motivated by hate. All crime is motivated by hate. And what they're committing is crime. Therefore, it is hate. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the SPLC, this corrupt organization, and the crimes that they are committing against the law. And what we're talking about, Judges 3, when the Lord allowed certain corrupt kings to remain there, and the reason was is that the Lord is proving his children, the children of Israel, God's fighters, Christians in Christ, friends. And don't say to me, Bradley, Christ wasn't roundabout then. Wait a second. Wherever you see good in man throughout Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, it's always the Spirit of Christ. It was always him. Because within ourselves, friends, there is nothing good. So when you see good in man, it's always the Christ. I was just highlighting Dan Savage. For some reason, this radical homosexual. As a matter of fact, did you know that this individual, Dan Savage, founder of It Gets Better, MTV started pushing this criminal as well. He wrote the book Skipping to Gomorrah. I mean, stuff that's just so over the line. So you can imagine the crimes that he's responsible for, but it's all aimed at kids, by the way. But it's interesting that he went into a high school assembly program, somehow he got in there, and he starts talking about those that basically believe the Bible. It's just a bunch of BS, he said. And see, what they want to do is they want to normalize sodomy, which is a felony in every state in our union. It still is. I don't care what a corrupt judge says. It's what our laws say. It's what our statutes say, because it's what God said. Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. I can go to Romans 1:24, and the list goes on and on. Go to the book of Jude. Common sense comes into play. Go to 1 Corinthians 6:9. Common sense comes into play. Go to 1 Timothy 1:7. Common sense comes into play. And interestingly enough, you know what this guy does is to get his political enemies sick. You know what he does? His name is Dan Savage, the founder of It Gets Better. He was handpicked by the criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama. Did you know that he licks door handles? This is a fact. It's a fact. He's also the one that said of his political opposition that he desires that they're all drugged behind a pickup until there's nothing but the rope. And they're accusing you of the crimes that they are committing. Did you know the SPLC wrote a letter titled Family Research Council Deserves Hate Group Label, in which they accuse Tony Perkins for calling Dan Savage's It Gets Better project all part of a concerted effort to recruit children into the sodomite lifestyle? Oh, well, it is. Matter of fact, if you look at Canada's fallout after homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, after it was implemented by the sodomite and Muslim Allah worshiper Justin Trudeau over there in Canada, after it was implemented, their next step, the homosexuals, after they got their way and they stumbled over God, the rock of offense, in their country's preamble, you can go ahead and check it out for yourself, you'll find out that the next step was to lower the age of consent for anal sex to 14 years old concerning their young boys. Just letting you know what it's about, America. And this all coming from an organization that uses a facade of legitimacy, a law firm that advocates lawlessness. And of course, they do this with the misuse of language and subtly changing definitions of widely understood and accepted terms. In other words, reversing the definitions as you know them. The socialist communist agenda has always had a problem with how to defend and promote indefensible agendas, dedicating themselves by covertly undermining and ultimately destroying American society by implementing socialism and communism, totalitarianism. I mean, could this be why Morris Dees, the SPLC's founder, did legal work for the KKK? Wow! And just to prove that we only have a one-party system in this country, you know, it's the Democratic Party that was responsible for developing the KKK. Now, what do you mean by that, Bradley? Well, we only have one system, and it's the Constitution. We don't have three different versions, right? But to suggest that we have a Democratic Party and a Republican Party and an Independent Party, you're sadly mistaken, because you can't prove it constitutionally. I don't care. Democrats are still supposed to be Americans as well. Democrats are still supposed to be law abiders as well, but they're not. And neither are many in the Republican side. But the founder, Morris Dees, from Southern Poverty Law Center, speaking of standing up against the oppressors of America, he did legal work for the KKK back in 1961. And why is Southern Poverty Law Center continuously aligned itself with the communist organizations? Why are they? Because, hello, if it looks like a duck, and it walks like a duck, and it talks like a duck, then therefore it must be, guess what, a quack, quack. It's a duck. Yeah. Judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. Matter of fact, Danny Boy, Danny Savage, recently made a visit to Winona State sometime back at the request of the administration, we're told, in which he spewed his lawless rants accusing Christians and Tony Perkins of wanting homosexuals dead. Now that's interesting, because I'm going to bring you to some of their fruit. Savage told students that every dead gay kid is a victory for the Family Research Council. This is what you put up with, America. Tony Perkins sits on a pile of dead gay kids every day when he goes to work. Really? Now, I hope you're understanding why this was considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973 and all the way up until 1961, a felony. I mean, Savage also charged all Christians with hatred for obeying God. I mean, when did hate ever tell the truth? Read Psalm 109, verse 5. David said, I'm hated for my love. I mean, again, friends, you can't make this stuff up. Did you know, and this is probably the last thing I'm going to be able to get in here because we're talking about dealing with our oppressors. Did you know the Southern Poverty Law Center has a hit list? And it's interesting that one man, Floyd Corkins, a homosexual activist, went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's hit list on their website in order to murder numerous innocent people. It's all on video. You can watch it. He's being interrogated by the FBI. He said he got his addresses from the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Now, this Floyd Corkins walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council in August of 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corkins shot the Family Research Council security guard. By the way, you can watch this on film as well. I've seen it. Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued this sodomite before he was taken into custody. And during the FBI interrogation, Corkins stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in victims' faces. Prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave FRC after the attack and go to another conservative group to continue the reign of terror. Where did he get the addresses? From Southern Poverty Law Center's website. Folks, if this was anybody else's website, they would have been thrown in jail a long time ago. Why is Southern Poverty Law Center at liberty to do such, friends? Floyd Corkins said, who said he wanted to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in victims' faces after he shot them dead, had a handwritten list of three other groups they found in Corkins' belongings. An investigation of Corkins' computer found that he identified his targets on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. And even after the shooting at the Family Research Center, a Christian organization, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Unlaw Center, went so far as to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the FRC's label as a hate group. So they committed the crime, and after they were responsible for giving the addresses to them that were attempting to commit the crime, mass murder, they went even after that to heighten accusations against the FRC. How is it that they are a free people, America? Remember what Mark Potok, the director of ignorance for the SPLC, stated? Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. You want to talk about self-incrimination? Here you have it, America. You don't need anything more. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Hopefully the American people can now understand where this sodomite, Floyd Corkins, got his information. And apparently, they have been led to believe that they have freedom to violate law. Well, I want to tell you something, friends. They don't. He does not have the right to murder. But also keep in mind, he can't help himself. Remember, America? You've allowed him to take on that mentality. America, we're talking about dealing with our oppressors. Read Judges 3 and read the whole of it, and you'll understand that we are simply being tested as if we'll keep his commandments or no. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.